This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Find Todd and Tyler on Facebook, Twitter X, and Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Austin Anderson, comedian Austin Anderson, later on, going to hang out with us. Always a good way to take out a Friday because she's freaking nuts. And Nick will be here in a little bit, too. What's happening next week, Puss?
Well, next week, the big tease is we're finally going to get to hear our interview with Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, that's right. We already did that.
Yeah. We'll get to play that back on Tuesday.
We played that Tuesday. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good interview. It was a lot
of
fun.
That was a good chat.
It was. It was a really good chat. Gary Curtis will be here on Monday. Rachel's going to be here on Tuesday. Tyrell on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
Talking to Cal Penn later next week.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. That's all next week. We'll get past this week first.
And ladies, we're talking to more guys about bullying.
Right.
This would be Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Good morning, fellas.
Were you the bully or did you get bullied?
I got bullied. But then afterwards, it started in 1968. He stole my basketball, and I just tackled him, broke his nose, and we met after school and fought. The police broke it up that time. Then it seemed like every year after that through high school, we were fighting. And it wasn't just pushing around. I walked away with broken teeth. He had a swollen eye. Had to go to the emergency room. It was broke up.
It sounds like you got the best of him from time to time. Is this bullying or is this just a rivalry?
This sounds like arch nemesis territory.
It was arch nemesis because it lasted for 45 years.
Wow.
Well, how old were you? The first one in 68. How old were you then?
13.
Okay, so you're in there. You're pushing 70 right now, aren't you? Somewhere in there, around 70. So,
yes, I am.
So, whether did it end because he's dead, or is it still going on?
No, we would see each other occasionally. We'd tap each other. He tapped me once. We were in a bar, and we went outside, and it lasted about 8 or 10 minutes. We were in the sand, beating each other, bloody sand and everything. We got broke up, went back into the bar and had a couple of beers, but not together. And how it ended, I seen him in a bar. Yeah. I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Outside." Yeah. And he begged me not to. He just got out of prison and he couldn't fight anymore because he has a bad heart now.
Listen to you calling him a pussy, man. I think you're the bully here.
Yeah.
But what a great way to end. My cardiologist says I can't fight anymore.
He's got a bad heart now, the pussy. All right.
He asked if we could just end it and shake hands. And I wasn't in the mood, but I don't want to go to prison for manslaughter.
I like this dude. Hey,
and it all started over a basketball.
45-year feud.
In 1968. Hold it. So you guys grew up, you became adults pretty much in the same town. Is it Omaha? Where are you calling from? Where did this happen?
In Lincoln.
Oh, in Lincoln. Okay.
Started in seventh grade at junior high.
Wow.
Now, did you guys both grow up and have wives and families and were just wrestling in parking lots all the time? What the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, exactly. He was a jack of all trades, and he was working on a boat across the street from my parents' house. I seen him. I ran five steps. I jumped him and ran across the street, and we just started fighting there on the street when my dad couldn't believe it.
How old were you when the last fight happened, the very last one? Like this, the situation where you say you had a bad heart, how old were you there?
Oh, 50, 51.
Okay, what did he go to prison for? Without saying his name.
Assault?
Yeah.
Bad money.
Okay, got it.
Forgery and counterfeiting.
The weird part about this story is that you fought so much over the years. And wouldn't it be a situation where eventually you'd be rolling around going, what have we done? And became friends.
Oh, but we didn't roll around. we were stand up beating the hell out of each other. I mean, stitches in the face, broken teeth, fractured jaw, fractured orbital socket.
Here's the deal: whoever, if he goes before you do, you got to go to the funeral just because of just a great story.
What, man. Punch the corpse?
Yeah. Or just
one more time
and piss on the grave?
Just a challenge of one more time.
It kind of ended. I left the bar after that. Haven't seen him but twice after that. Still, I had the urge. Come on.
This is keeping the hate alive,
you
man.
Know, he wanted your dad. He took your basketball. I don't blame you for being pissed. All right, 1968.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to
Love
move.
Love your show, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, he needs to get out of town.
Wow.
One of those guys needs to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark on the email said the same thing I was thinking. It's Peter Griffin and the chicken. There will be no peace.
That is such a great story. That dude is ornery as hell still, man. I love that. Yeah. He's got a bad heart, pussy. Get outside.
My cardiologist says we have to stop this.
I'd love to see what those dudes look like. Just get pictures side by side, like, you know.
I bet their faces were pretty gnarly from all the beatings they took.
Yeah, right. It's funny you have that. That's a long way to hold a grudge, man. Yeah.
Over something really dumb.
Yeah, because I just remember this story. I told you a story once before years ago. My senior year of high school, I threw an apple across the
cafeteria.
Cafeteria hit this kid, and he got in my face because he was giving my buddy some crap. That was it. Nobody was really a bully thing, but this is about a grudge situation. So I threw the apple, hit him in the back, and then we got each other's face. Nothing ever happened about it, which is fine. It would have been a fight where either one could have lost. He was a tough kid, but we went our separate way. I never saw the kid. I was a couple years ahead of him. He was like a sophomore. I'm a senior. And I'm in a bar, and I'm 25 years old. I'm watching this band. And I look across the bar, and I kind of recognize this guy. And I can see he's pissed at me. And he walks over at me, and he says he wants to kick my ass. Mm-hmm. And I go, I threw an apple at you. And at this point, it would have been 10 years ago. I said, I threw an apple at you like 10 years ago in cafeteria. And at this point, I'm thinking, I'm kind of afraid of this dude. But I got in his face. I said, dude, I threw an apple at you 10 years ago. I'm not going to fight you in the parking lot. We're 26 years old. I'm not going to roll in the parking lot and get my ass kicked either. But he was pissed. And his buddy kind of pulled him away. And I'm thinking, wow, that was stupid.
Yeah, I can see how you bring that out of people.
He's still mad.
But you should understand.
10 years later.
You're the biggest grudge holder I know.
Yeah.
So, just 10 years.
Yeah, but I would have gotten some kid's face 10 years after throwing an apple, hit him in the back at a cafeteria
right,
situation.
Right, I know. It has to be a much more egregious offense for
exactly
you.
Exactly than
for
that.
You. Have you seen the guy ever since? And is he still holding on to the apple grudge?
Would no idea. I would no idea what he looked like
I
now.
Thought you moved back there to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
I would have no idea. I don't even know his name because, like I said, when you're in different classes in those days, you don't remember people's names, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
He probably remembers my name.
Look out the front door if there's a knock.
Yeah,
because he might be coming over.
I don't know who he is. I don't even know who he is. I have no idea. Yes, yeah. But that we'd be a lot older now, so I don't think he'd. Well, it could be that guy who just called.
You see the text from a guy. This is all it says: is, I now teach my bullies, kids, generational revenge.
Oh. But he's got to be nice to those kids.
Yeah, I would. You know. It would be hard to not have a little bit of built-in bias against those kids.
Yeah, maybe. If the kids are jackasses.
Your dad was a jackass. Yeah. You probably suck, too.
Yeah.
One texter thinks that call was the Menker.
I could hear that.
I could hear that. Yeah, that was not the Menker.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have been plugging some merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick and the Maker have go way back with
They do.
They have a rivalry right now. Right.
There's the rivalry. I just don't like to hang out with people that blatantly rip you off.
Yeah, I guess you're not lying there, Nick. I know you're not. Sopranos star Drea Di Matteo says that her 13-year-old son helps edit her OnlyFans account.
Oh, that's right. She's had one for quite a while.
13.
He's 13.
And she naked?
What? I don't know.
I think so.
He probably runs the technology better than she does.
Yeah, but she's naked. He helps edit it. Mom, I think your nipples are a little off right in this photo. You want to hear that? Yeah. You want to say that out loud?
Yeah. We can airbrush that.
Hey, moms, you got to trim up down there.
Yeah, you need the better lighting for your pie.
Right. Now we remember,
you should hire somebody else to do this.
Who was the this guy was at least a grown man in his early 20s. Remember that dude that directed what's her face in a movie, a lesbian scene? Elizabeth, that was her name. He directed her in a lesbian scene in a movie he directed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I remember who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's one that used to date.
I don't remember the
British actress.
Elizabeth Hurley. Really?
Yeah,
Elizabeth Hurley. Right, yeah.
That's it.
He directed her in a lesbian scene in the movie.
Yes.
And he was like 22 or something like that. Yeah.
She felt safe and liberated working with her son. The rest of us felt it was creepy.
Yeah. Mom, grab her pie.
No, the 13-year-old has probably seen more OnlyFans videos.
Which is fine, but it's his mom.
Than your average guy.
Everybody picture their mom naked right now.
No.
Right. Well, you did. You did.
No.
Yeah, you did, because I said it.
Right. Quick, bring me up.
I pictured Nick's mom.
As you bring your mom naked. Yeah. Picture your mom naked.
Yeah, you gotta do this.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing.
Clarence Carter is dead. I'm gonna guess the first time most guys heard this song was at a strip club.
Yeah. I think that's probably mine.
I just heard it at a dance club, just a regular dance club.
Oh, here. No, this was strip club material.
Yeah. Turn it up, man.
Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show?
The Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Ask me this.
Have you ever made love on a couch?
Couch?
A couch? Well, I'm asking this.
Yeah, we have.
Have
all three
you
of
ever
them.
Made love on the back seat of a car?
Yes, did that. Yeah.
I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I
police.
Said, I'm smoking.
I forgot about the lyrics. The lyrics are so good, man. Yeah. I be stroking
to the east and to the west.
That's right.
And on a couch.
Right. And to the woman you love the best.
And onions.
Right. All right. And onions. Austin Anderson later on. Come on back. Nick's here.
Hey.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.